Welcome to the Fig City News Podcast, read by a text-to-speech AI voice. Analysis: The Mystery and Persistence of the NPS Budget, Carry Forward, by Adam Bernstein. The carry forward item within the Newton Public Schools budget, the amount of cash unspent by NPS in the current year, which is then assumed to be expended in the next year's budget, is a consistent source of confusion, taking much airtime during public budget meetings. NPS continues to have difficulty in describing it transparently to the community, although a school district like NPS is generally not permitted to retain unspent cash at the end of a fiscal year, it is remitted back to the city. There is a special exception for funds received from the state's Circuit Breaker Cash Reimbursement for Special Education Expenses. A portion of these funds is retained by the district as a carry-forward item. Received annually from the state, the Circuit Breaker amount varies depending on NPS's out-of-district tuition and transportation expenses and the reimbursement ratios offered by the state in any given year. It's remitted to NPS in the academic year following the year in which those expenses were incurred. Due to this delayed reimbursement, school districts may hold this circuit breaker cash from one year to the next. According to the fiscal year 2027 NPS budget book, the intent of this flexibility is for districts to build a cash reserve to buffer against rising costs of special education in the middle of a school year. However, according to statements by officials at the school committee meetings, several years ago, NPS began utilizing this ability to retain circuit breaker cash from one year to the next for the purpose of supplementing its general budget. NPS accomplishes this by underspending its stated annual budget, leaving it with cash at the end of a school year it carries forward to apply against the following year's general budget. During this spring's budget meetings, Superintendent Anna Nolan has described this supplementing as not a good practice. Notably, the current NPS budget materials indicate that NPS does not know today how much carry-forward cash it will be expected to reserve in fiscal year 2027 for the following fiscal year 2028. This four-minute discussion during the March 18, 2026 school committee meeting highlights ongoing debate the carry-forward causes in annual budgeting. The mid-year surprise dynamic, the amount NPS must underspend its approved budget to create cash for the following school year, is influenced by the actual expenses NPS incurs as the school year unfolds. This real-time expense information informs estimates of the following year's needed funds, resulting in events like the February 2026 NPS spending freeze implemented to save, that is, underspend versus the fiscal year 2026 budget, $2.5 million across the system. This $2.5 million amount, not contained in last spring's fiscal year 2026 budget uses, shows up in the sources column of the draft NPS fiscal year 2027 budget on top of the city's indicated allocation of $314.5 million. The $3.35 million carry-forward figure in this article's illustration refers to the amount saved in fiscal year 2025, which funded the fiscal year 2026 budget. Adding to the opacity of the carry-forward is that while it is frequently listed in sources of funding, since it is applied generally across NPS expenses, there are no clear uses stated. Pages 15 and 16 of this year's NPS budget presentation list the carry-forward for fiscal year 2026 as a non-city funding source, along with items like student fees and grants, which together fill the gap between NPS's $297 million funding from the city for fiscal year 2026 to what NPS says is fiscal year 2026's $318 million full cost of operations. One must reach page 56 of this spring's 325-page NPS budget book to locate these non-city funding sources described in detail, which are anticipated to be $23.2 million for fiscal year 2027. These non-city sources, labeled offsets, will fund expenses in addition to the $317.3 million fiscal year 2027 NPS Bridge to Thrive figure that dominates this spring's NPS budget materials. While some of the non-city cash is expended on clearly corresponding uses, such as student athletics or specific grant mandates, the uses for the carry forward are non-specific. Therefore, NPS, absent additional funding, cannot correct this practice in a given year without creating a general deficit across the budget. The amorphous nature of the carry forward, both as a concept and as a specific fiscal year 2027 required use of cash, makes it challenging to remedy, despite near unanimous statements by the superintendent and the school committee that it causes distress to the system. Potential fixes that have been proposed include a one-time city allocation or a revolving loan from the Educational Stabilization Fund, ESF, to be repaid by the circuit breaker receipt in the final planned year, 2029, of the ESF. While they are not panaceas, since ultimately the amount of circuit breaker cash received from the state is unknown year to year, a close enough funding solution may prevent the mid-year spending freezes required to generate the carry forward for the following year. The carry forward is difficult to explain verbally during NPS presentations, and the amount needed for next year is unknown during this spring's budget season, when city government allocates and approves municipal funding. A viable solution would require political and communication skills to convince City Hall and the City Council, and by extension voters, to allocate funding without certainty regarding on what items those funds would be spent. But advocating to fully fund NPS financial management may rally less community energy than advocating for funding more visible, student-facing budgetary line items. Newton residents monitoring NPS budget discussions will likely continue to hear about the carry forward and its negative effects in the coming years. That's all for today's Fig City News Podcast. Thank you for listening. For more news and updates, visit figcitynews.com.